Sure, yeah. You know, Trump is an amplifier or permitter in many ways of this, but it has roots that are deeper than Trump and precede him. And so I think that you're right. It's not Weimar Germany in the 20s or 30s where there's like runaway inflation and the mark, you know, people were burning money for fuel because it was worthless. But there is this sense of a changing culture and a fear that whites are going to be in the minority and that this is a fundamental shift in political power. And this perception that perception was related to support for Trump, people who perceived that, you know, if they were reminded, Brenda Major has a great study where she showed that if people are reminded that whites are going to be in the minority in so many years, they were more sympathetic toward Trump. So there's sort of an underlying fear of the change in the culture and power in the culture. And then also this perception that minorities are doing better than middle class whites and that they're getting special breaks and kind of the belief in that there's kind of, as Ari Hochschild said, you know, they're perceived as line jumpers, that they've illegitimately moved ahead